Welcome to Brewed Insights, the podcast where everyday thoughts and perspectives can turn into profound revelations. I'm Joe. I've spent years guiding individuals through their journeys of self-discovery and growth. I've found the most enlightening moments often occur in the quiet interludes of daily life, particularly over my morning coffee, where revelations would occur. Brewed Insights is born from these moments of reflection, a blend of thoughts, wisdom, perspective, life, and laughs from my experiences and ones shared with clients. Whether you're seeking a spark of joy, a moment of reflection, or a deeper understanding of life's mysteries, I hope to share this journey with you. So grab your cup, find your favorite spot, and let's brew some insights together. Subscribe and join our community of thinkers, dreamers, and speakers. Welcome to Brewed Insights, the podcast dedicated to exploring the depths of the mind, where we uncover how our thoughts and emotions influence our perceptions and the way we engage with the world. In today's episode, we begin with an introduction to myself and my work with clients, focusing on the pivotal role of the subconscious mind and how it plays in our responses to life's events. This topic will serve as a cornerstone for future discussions, and I'll likely reference it on various subjects. So grab your cup of coffee or tea if you choose, and join me as we delve into these insights together. Here we go. Hello and welcome. I'm Joe, and join me today where I'll share the foundation of my work and approach to mental wellness. My journey has led me through years of assisting individuals as a hypnotherapist and a mind mentor, well, a mind mentoring coach. Although the term life coach is widely used, I find it somewhat misunderstood and prefer not to label myself as such. My focus is on navigating the subconscious. Our subconscious is a unique personality, shaped from birth by our experiences, and it continuously is evolving throughout our lives. In my practice, I've engaged with clients in deep discussions about their subconscious process. Together, we explore how the internal world shapes our perception of reality, highlighting that things are not always as they seem or feel. I help others to understand how our subconscious responses can subtly control our reactions to the external world despite our belief in our open-mindedness. This can be a frustrating concept to discover, but once we actually discover it and learn how to navigate that part of ourselves, magical changes can really occur. Many clients of mine have throughout their lives participated in counseling. And often that counseling was wonderful for them, and sometimes it wasn't. Of course, because you always have to keep moving until you find somebody. I'm not always the perfect person for somebody either. But the one thing that some of them found was there was this missing piece that kept still kind of causing them to have these moments of trouble, angst, confusion even, and something would still get in the way, but it didn't feel at the same depth that it maybe did before because they had done a lot of conscious work with counseling. So when I have worked with clients, we have deep discussions about the subconscious and its process. Many of our habits and behaviors, including challenges like quitting smoking, are deeply rooted in the subconscious. For example, when I was younger, I smoked, unfortunately. And ironically, when I discovered I was pregnant, I quit instantly. And later on, after my son was born, I picked up smoking again, ridiculously and unfortunately. And then I decided, I don't really want to do this. Why am I doing this? But I couldn't quit the same way that I did when I found out I was pregnant. And obviously, the driving force for me at that time was protecting my child. So the struggle for me was, how do I do this now? And what I discovered through introspection and asking myself the right questions, I wasn't actually a hypnotherapist back then, so I didn't really observe life through the subconscious. I discovered that I had a resistance to being controlled. I'm not sure what that was about, and I thought that was the resistance. So I gave myself permission to have a cigarette if I felt I needed it. Ironically, I often didn't. So if I would stop and choose, do I want this or don't I really want this? Because I found that question, it actually allowed me to build the muscle of quitting smoking internally, which became a permanent thing. Without a lot of work, actually, it was literally just this tweak to how I viewed it. Instead of stressing out about, I can't quit. See, what you're doing there is you're saying, I have to quit, I can't quit, I have to quit, I can't quit. And your subconscious is going, well, what the heck do you want to do? So it tries to do both. But maybe you have way more of, I really enjoy this, I really like this, I really want this, I don't want to quit. This is hard to quit. And that part becomes stronger in the subconscious than the, I want to quit. I don't want to do this anymore. It was a simple tweak and it worked. That's an example. Throughout these conversations, you will find me probably refer back to some of my stories. I hope you enjoy them. It's fascinating how a firm decision can powerfully influence our subconscious to support change. Meaning that the subconscious isn't an adversary. It's often misunderstood and often received as not being supportive or your friend. And it doesn't always align with our conscious goals due to misconceptions and ingrained beliefs. And beliefs don't have to stay permanently as beliefs. They're just beliefs. And you can believe this today and you can believe something else later because you've learned something more. And which I metaphorically refer to as pebbles in the bucket. These pebbles represent the accumulation of emotions, thoughts, interpretations of life, things, experiences, situations, people that shape our inner and outer lives. Which pebbles and which buckets are heavier? And so you understand the concept, just bottom line it to happy pebbles, sad pebbles. If you're feeling sad right now, your sad pebble bucket is heavier. It's weighing the scales. If you're feeling happy, your happy pebbles bucket is heavier. So we can literally, with the subconscious, work at removing some of the pebbles and replacing them with pebbles that work for you. It's about discovery, self-discovery, and open-mindedness for your external world and yourself. Understanding this, I intend to hopefully enlighten you about the significance of the subconscious in our personal development. Understanding this is kind of crucial as we navigate life and the kaleidoscope of changes, striving for clarity, strength, confidence, self-esteem in our interactions and responses to many situations throughout life, as it's always changing. We essentially have three minds: the subconscious, our conscious mind, and our intuitive spiritual mind. My approach as a coach is to help these three work together harmoniously, connected and grounded. This helps us become more understanding, more kind, more compassionate, not only to others and the world around us, but to ourselves. And when we can do that, magnificent changes can occur everywhere. And handling situations can become easier. And I believe if more of us can understand this part of our lives and how to connect and ground our subconscious selves and our conscious and intuitive selves to work in that harmonious state, we can learn to understand this part of ourselves that is often overlooked. And if we understand this better, we can help our little ones understand this as they grow and evolve also. And this awareness, I believe, can prevent many years of counseling by fostering early development of more integrated self-understanding. It's not something that was spent time on with little ones. And we're all becoming more of a culture that wants to understand more. So hopefully I help make some sort of illumination and difference on your journey. To put it bluntly, the subconscious often is a part that creates some kind of resistance or a feeling of resistance. So these stories will highlight the subconscious's role in our habits, our decisions, emphasizing the importance of intention and self-questioning in overcoming either deeply ingrained behaviors or just stuff, everyday stuff, situations in life that occur. As we delve into various topics in my podcast, remember these insights into the subconscious. They're not absolute truths, but perspectives to help you navigate your life more consciously and harmoniously. My experiences, including overcoming PTSD, underscore the profound impact of the subconscious anchors in our lives. If you want more for that, take a look at Anxiety Mindset Diaries, where I discuss that PTSD subject deeper. The subconscious is a powerful ally when understood and engaged with correctly. And if it understands what to do to help you, it's like strengthening a muscle. Developing a strong, flexible subconscious is a journey worth undertaking for greater resilience and fulfillment in our lives. I invite you to join me exploring these themes further. Just everyday topics. If there's a specific topic you're interested in, feel free to reach out. And until next time, take care and stay curious. See you soon.